We're chilling out, and I'm narrating a tale about a bunch of young Indians, you know. These kids are looking beyond their hometown horizons, dreaming big about hitting the books in foreign lands. It's not just the rich kids from the big cities anymore. No, sir. We're talking about students from smaller towns, places where dreams are as big as anywhere else, getting in on the action. This edtech company, Upgrade Abroad. They did this massive study talking to 25,000 students who've got their sights set on studying abroad. And let me tell you, the story it tells is something else. First off, there's a shift happening. More than half of these dreamers, about 57.2, are coming from what you'd call Tier 2 and 3 cities. It's like the playing field is leveling out, giving everyone a shot at the global And guess what? They're looking for what's dubbed budget degrees. You've got 41.13 students saying they can swing between about 16 to 25 lakhs for their education, while another bunch, about 13.4, are tightening their belts even more, with budgets between 6 to 15 lakhs. Now, you might think these kids are all coming from fancy international schools, right? Wrong. A whopping 50 sighs and hail from state boards, with the rest sprinkled across CBC and IKES. It's a mix that's as rich and varied as a gourmet fest. And where are these students looking to go? Traditionally, you'd think the US, UK, maybe Australia. But hold up, there's a twist. Germany and France are catching eyes, especially for those into engineering and management. It's all about getting that bang for your buck, with lower costs for tuition and living being the cherry on. But it ain't all smooth sailing. These students are up against some real challenges. High living costs, finding a place to stay, not to mention the job hunt. Places like Australia are getting tough, with their high standards for English and little room for any academic slip-ups. When it comes to paying for all this, loans are the way to go for about 66.5% of these adventurers, with a good chunk preferring the non-collateral kind. And get this, a solid 34.4% of these aspirants are not fresh out of school. They've been around the block with about 6 years of work experience, aiming to add a master's degree to their toolkit. As for what they want to study, MBA's the top pick, drawing in more than half of the crowd. The tech field's also hot, with computer science, data science, and A pulling in a good 28.7%. So what's the big picture here? This study by Upgrade Abroad. It's shedding light on a whole new scene. It's not just the privileged few aiming for the stars. It's a wide open field now. Students from less heralded parts of India are stepping up, looking for quality education without breaking the bank. The paths they're choosing, the hurdles they're facing, it's all part of a bigger shift towards making global education something within reach for a broader swath of hopefuls. But here's the kicker. Navigating this journey to studying abroad is like trying to find your way through a maze. With new favourites like Germany and France on the map, these students have to juggle finances, meet stringent requirements, and make the tough calls on where to go. It's a big, bold step into the unknown, requiring a helping hand, be it through information, support, or guidance. This changing landscape, it's not just about who gets to study abroad. It's about opening doors wider, making sure that dream is accessible to more and more people. And that, my friend, is a story worth telling.